This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
We're back here on a Friday, and it is our great pleasure to welcome Tom Brinkotter to the program in his normal slot here on Friday mornings. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Brian. How about yourself?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for asking. You know, we've talked about this 3D walkthrough that you guys have been doing for local businesses, and you have a new one with Murphy & Company, which is pretty cool. What did you think of the store?
I think that store is beautiful. I remember being in there when it was the old pharmacy, and they have totally transformed that space. It's very inviting, and, you know, we did a 3D walkthrough in there, and you can literally zoom into items they have for sale and check the store out online before you go in.
Yeah, it's pretty cool for people to get like a bird's eye view, right, which is what you guys do with your homes, but now you're doing this for small business owners. It's just a way to help out and give them a little extra publicity.
Well, yeah, you know, Brian, with the pandemic and people staying home, you know, we've really ramped up the 3D walkthroughs for our real estate listings, and we were thinking, you know, maybe this would help some local business owners and just trying to help people out and get some eyes on their store and you know, maybe help people look at what they want to see before they actually get in the car and go in there. You know, there's nothing like being there in person, but when you have all this time on your hands and you're at home, it's kind of nice to be able to do something different.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys have been involved in so many things. You guys are anyway, but particularly the past 10 months through this pandemic as people have really struggled. Talk to me a little bit about Project Cheer. You know, we had this in the news a while back, but you guys working with the chamber, what made you decide to do this? You know, what was the chamber's impetus behind this to help out businesses?
Well, I sit on the chamber's board, and a number of business owners kind of got together and had a conversation. And during the pandemic, there's been some industries that have been really financially hurt, and there's been other industries and businesses that have done okay. And those businesses that have done okay wanted to do something to help the restaurant workers, just help them out. So the chamber has what's called Metro Money. It's basically like a gift certificate, but you can spend it like money in about 45 different businesses. So we put the call out, the chamber put the call out, and some businesses stepped up, and we raised about $30,000 and gave out over $200 a piece to 135 restaurant workers. And that just makes me feel great to be a part of that chamber and that other local businesses are helping their fellow businesses. It's just a wonderful community. And, you know, Decatur, whenever you put the call out, people seem to step up.
They certainly do. And in that, I noticed also you guys are going to support the R-Bar and Grill team, which Zach and a number of other local restaurant owners got together to put a GoFundMe page together. I'm looking at it this morning. They're about $8,295 towards their $15,000 goal. You know, these are just the little things. If people are inspired by what you guys do as a company, what other people do, you know, $25, $50, $100 goes a long way.
Absolutely, Brian. And you know, that's just a tragedy, what happened there. And those people are out of work. And I want to give compliments to Zach for getting this thing going. And if you can all do it, you know, $1, $2, $5, go to that GoFundMe page and let's help out our neighbors. We all got to come together during this and help each other out.
That's exactly right. And not only Zach, but Woody and Brent Sloan and Seth and the whole crew, everybody that was involved in that. That's great stuff. Tom, literally, you know, I want to spend a couple of seconds talking to people who maybe are not even remotely thinking about selling their home. But tell me, and more importantly, them, why right now is the best time I can remember to sell your home.
I got two really good reasons. There are at this moment there are only 206 active residential listings for sale in Macon County, and as of yesterday, I checked with First National Bank, and their 30-year interest rate is 2.75%, and the 15-year rate is 2.5%. So, lack of inventory coupled with very low interest rates and very high demand is a great recipe to get your home sold. So you can give any one of our 60 agents a call, go to our website. We'll be happy to come out, give you a free market analysis on your home, tell you what we think it's worth in today's market. And if you want to get that going, we can get it going for you right away.
Tom, have a wonderful weekend, my friend. We appreciate you. Thank you very much, Tom Brinkotter. We get back on the other side of the break, Nick. We're going to go to Wedgewood Court, which is in the 62526 zip code up north, and Terry Booker will give us our home highlight. And by the way, we have a $25 gift card from Murphy & Company that we'll put with that home highlight today, right? So if you we'll look for that on Facebook today, you can like, comment, feel free to share. And win yourself. I'd take Lindsay has a gift card ready to go there. Those boards.
Oh yeah, the charcuterie boards or the little cutting boards.
I always pause in front of that word, and I have no idea why I have. You know, it's one of those words for me.
Oh, it's all right.
Charcuterie. Charcuterie.
Yeah, maybe now maybe I'm saying it wrong, but that's how I've always known it to be. But hey, you know what else I got there, Brian? For $25, you would be able to get these little spoon spatula combination things.
Is it a spatula?
Yes, it's something like that. It's a made up word. Also, they handed me this butter knife that heats up, conducts the heat from your hand into the blade, and so it slices right through the butter, even if you pull it right out of the fridge. So $25, you could walk away with a handful of that stuff. If they have them in stock. She said they fly off the shelves pretty regularly, but those are some recommendations.
They'll get more. It's a great store. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll take the three-day forecast back with Terry Booker after this. Don't go anywhere. Here is Nick Smith.
Hey, today we might see about an inch of snow, mainly this afternoon, cloudy with a high of 34. And tonight, 40% chance of snow, cloudy again with a low of 27. For Saturday, it's going to be cloudy still, chance of flurries throughout, and a high of 34. Then Sunday, more clouds, more flurries, and a high just over 30. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 34 degrees, and your WSOY time is 7:51.
Our homes are where we feel the most happy, safe, and secure. So when we see signs of foundation problems like cracks and uneven floors, we want to make sure it's fixed forever. At Woods Basement Systems, we understand. We've been eliminating foundation worries since 1986. Call Woods at 800-388-9326 for a free estimate. That's 800-388-9326 and stop worrying. Foundation problems don't get better with time. They get better with us, the All Things Basement experts. Go online to woodsbasementsystems.com today. That's woodsbasementsystems.com.
The Refresh with NowDecatur.com. It's your daily snapshot, your daily conversation starter. Content you can't get anywhere else. It's the best of Now Decatur straight to your inbox every day. Get curated content, top headlines, daily weather and podcasts. Plus, get real estate listings, restaurant and show recommendations, family-friendly events, and more. Join the thousands of people in Macon County getting the Refresh in their inbox. Go to NowDecatur.com and click opt in to sign up for the Refresh. Now.
Decatur Earth Mover Credit Union has student loans for all students. Whether you're a high school senior taking the traditional route and wondering how you'll finance college in the fall, or a single parent going back for a degree while working full-time. From undergraduate to graduate and even parent loans, DECU has you covered. Decatur Earth Mover Credit Union will meet you there from pre-K to MBA. Apply for your Sallie Mae student loan through Earth Mover at DECU.com/student.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, good morning and welcome. The Brinkotter segment, our home highlight this week is 1118 Wedgewood Court. Terry Booker joins us. Terry, where is this located?
This is located up by Hickory Point Golf Course, just off of Oakland before you get to Weaver.
All right, good neighborhood, great neighborhood. This is a big place, 5 beds, 3.5 baths, almost 4,500 square feet on a half acre, 3-car garages. It has everything.
It does. It has everything inside right now. You've got up to 5 bedrooms that you can use. You've got all kinds of recreational space in the basement, a large kitchen. You have a sunroom, an office on the main floor. You've got space for everybody inside, and then in a few short months, if you look at the backyard, swimming pool, fire pit, large patio, fenced yard, everything done for you, move-in condition.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I'm looking through the photo gallery as we speak. This pandemic has taught us one thing, right? We want to be comfortable where we are. We want to have all the amenities because we're spending a lot more time in our homes than we ever have in our life.
That is correct, and this is one of those homes that really offers you everything inside and out that you could possibly want.
All right. Talk to me a little bit about some of it. It was built in 1997, right? Mm-hmm. And you talked a little bit about that basement. How important, you know, we're fortunate. Not everywhere in the country, you know, do they put basements in, right?
Right.
But people need storage. They need, I mean, we all have too much stuff. How important is that to buyers?
You know, around here, the basement is really important. Even if it's unfinished, it's important that people have that space for storage and play. But when it's finished like this one is, and you've got a recreational area for either kids or adults, or you could make another room down there into a movie room, there's space to do just about anything that you want to do. And today, as your families, if you have 8 people in your family, you can have 4 upstairs, 4 downstairs, and you're not all over each other.
No doubt about it. Talk to me about this updated kitchen.
As you look at it, the kitchen is huge, beautiful kitchen. Has white cabinets, newer flooring, granite top that goes with the flooring. It just is beautifully done. Huge area to sit for eating with great windows that look out to the backyard. It's got a walk-in pantry. It's just, there's everything. The backsplash is done. There's nothing left to do.
Yeah, and we're also in the mood for that, I think, as well. And man, when I look at that pool and I look at that fire pit and I look at that backyard, I'm thinking, man, we only got to get through about another 60 days.
That's exactly right, and they will go faster, although today when it's kind of cold and snowy outside, we think it's going to last forever. But you know what? It will come soon when we'll want a backyard just like that.
All right, you can go to brinkouter.com. You can also go to the Nauticator Facebook page. You can win a $25 gift card to Murphy & Company. Terry, what's the best way for people to contact you if they're interested in more about this particular house?
Go to email teambooker@brinkouter.com, or my cell is 433-0561. Go to Brinkouter to my face, press on it, and it has all that information if you forget.
All right, Terry, have a great weekend. We appreciate you. Thank you very much. It's a beautiful home. Man, does it have, like, all of the outside amenities? I mean, the house is beautiful, but you get into that backyard.
Yeah, you know, you're not...
A basketball hoop.
Oh, the outside is awesome, but a couple things I noticed. You're not going to run into anybody in the kitchen because of how open it is and a lot of space there. But that basement has enough room to comfortably do ping pong, even if you were Olympic style, where you have to dive for the balls to go way off.
Go all in Forrest Gump.
You sure can.
Yes, for sure. All right. The Brinkouter Home Highlight each and every week.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.